Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben. Well, this is interesting. Democrats are now floating an idea, an opportunity, a possibility, and that is we won't get your guy, Donald Trump, if you don't get our guy, Hunter Biden. In fact, there was a Politico article under their law and order section, I kid you not, that also is under their opinion under law and order, because that's a thing apparently now. And the headline reads this way: the real reason Trump and Hunter Biden might not get indicted. Prosecutors aren't robots. They have wide discretion when it comes to deciding whether to indict someone, which is also tells you just how weird our legal system is and how corrupt, I would even argue, our legal system is. You shouldn't have wide discretion. If you break the law and the law is clear, then you should be indicted. I don't care what party you're in. That's just the way it should work. But this attorney and former federal prosecutor is a Politico magazine contributing editor. And he's writing, basically, you scratch our back and I'll scratch yours, and maybe all this will just go away. These are boom times for the country's armchair prosecutors, he writes. Every day seems to bring some fresh new possibility or development in a high-profile criminal investigation, along with the opportunity to speculate about whether a major public figure will wind up in actual prison. Most of the time these days, we're talking about Donald Trump, which, by the way, is a lie. That's not true. The media is talking about him, but the average American is not talking about him. But again, this just shows you how liberal Politico is. But of course, he says, the current president's son, Hunter Biden, is also under federal criminal investigation. And that has generated similar questions about how the investigation will be resolved. Much of this commentary, however, has relied on mechanistic accounts of how federal prosecutors operate in complex cases, an assumption that if there is sufficient evidence of a crime, then it will, or at least should be, prosecuted. Obviously, we know that's not true because Hunter Biden's been walking around a free man for how long, and no one's ever raided any of the Biden properties, including Hunter Biden's. That's incomplete, the author says, at best, and misleading at worst. The result has been a widespread oversimplification of the questions that Attorney General Merrick Garland and the prosecutors working on these investigations will need to confront, and the distinct possibility that one way or another, many people will be confused or disappointed if their preferred target is not ultimately indicted. Now, you notice where he's going with this. He's basically going for a quid pro quo. We won't indict your guy if you don't indict my guy, and maybe that's what should happen in all this, and we need to just all go home. No one goes to jail. Now, I'm going to hit pause in this Politico article because I want to go back to the difference and compare it for you between Donald Trump, which they're basically trying to imply is exactly the same, and he's as much hot water as Hunter Biden, James Biden, and Joe Biden are in, which is a total lie. And I'm going to play this audio for you in just a second of the man who got all this started, the guy who owned the Mac shop in Delaware, the guy who got the Hunter Biden laptop when Hunter Biden never came back to pick it up. Before I play that for you, I want to remind you about our friends over at Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative mobile phone provider. They use the same towers that your current cell phone runs off of, so you get amazing nationwide coverage and you get to save money. But here's the real reason why I want you to switch to Patriot Mobile. It is because they take a portion of every bill you pay, and they use that money to fund conservative causes, conservative candidates who believe in the sanctity of life, freedom of speech, and the Second Amendment, and they are winning. If you're ready to make a difference with every phone call, you need to check out Patriot Mobile. They have affordable plans for you, for your family, and even for your business. They offer the same nationwide coverage that you are using right now off the same cell phone towers. Make the switch and make a difference every day. Go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. patriotmobile.com/Ferguson, or call them right now and you'll get free activation with the promo code Ferguson. 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Now, let me play for you the man who found Hunter Biden's laptop and the reason why. This is he was in Wilmington, Delaware. He explains why he called the authorities when he realized what was on this MacBook Pro when it was not picked up by Hunter Biden.
Focused mainly on Burisma. It was what was in the news at the time. It was what I felt from what I initially seen during the recovery, that this was the criminal activity. This was there was members of Congress that were investigating Hunter Biden and his activities with Burisma. I felt like this was the most pertinent information, even though there was a ton of information, 120 something thousand emails. I wanted to keep my blinders on, get through the porn, get through the drugs, and focus in on what I thought was the biggest concern, where the Ukrainian people were invaded and the Biden family capitalized on it. And this was all being run out of the office of the vice president. And that's not, we don't elect our officials in this type of capacity to further their family's fortune.
Yeah. It is detrimental to the United States that it seems to me, and it seems a lot of people that have heard your story, that some people are above the law and others are not. You know, some people get a pass and others, you know, get thrown in jail. I mean, if this laptop had been mine, I'd be in jail, John Paul. I would be. Mm-hmm. I think that the things that are on here concern us over national security, shady payments, things that make us question, why would Joe Biden do the things that he's doing right now as president unless he is compromised? I mean, honestly, those are things that are legitimate questions based on what we know from the laptop that you looked at, right?
Absolutely. I mean, there was a Chinese operative that worked very, very closely with Hunter and spent almost all of 2018 trying to convince Hunter to convince his dad to run, provided intel on the Trump campaign, opposition intel on the Trump campaign delivered from China to Hunter Biden. This is not the family that we should have in the Oval Office.
I play that for you to remind you that while Politico and the left is trying to sell you on this story, all right, and their story is a very clear story. It's a very obvious story that they're trying to sell you, which is, okay, Donald Trump is in so much trouble legally that he should go to jail for a very long time. In fact, he's in as much trouble, if not more trouble, than Joe or James or Hunter Biden. So now they're selling you this idea. Look, Republicans are coming. They believe now, and you can tell from this article from Politico, that they think that there is going to be a change in the House at the bare minimum, right? There, we may not have a change in power in the Senate, but there's a decent chance that that could happen. But there's it seems very clear Republicans are going to regain control of the House as long as we all show up and we all vote. And so now they're trying to hedge their bets. The argument is now this. Hey, guys, we'll let you have Hunter Biden and we'll let you have, you know, or let me rephrase that. We'll let you save Donald Trump and the Trump family if you let us save Biden and the Biden family. We'll trade you a family. It's almost like a hostage crisis scenario here. That's really what this is. It's a hostage situation where we're doing a prisoner swap is how they're basically thinking about this. You want your guy back and his family that we're holding hostage. That's fine. You give us our guy back and you don't investigate. And then we'll all be in a good place and we all go back to our homes and we leave this alone and we move on. Number one, I don't trust them. And I don't believe they're going to ever stop going after Donald Trump. I don't believe they're ever going to stop going after the Trump family or the Trump entities. This genie is out of the box, folks. It's not going to stop anytime soon. They are going to continue to attack. And so that's why, number one, my initial reaction is no deal. Number two, there's too many state liberals that wouldn't agree to this deal anyway, even if we did agree to this deal. And by the way, this is a bad deal. It's not a good deal. All right. So make sure you understand this is a terrible deal. It's an awful deal for all of us because to equate what the Bidens did with what Donald Trump is being accused of now in this witch hunt is totally absurd. But that's exactly why they're writing this article now, because they're hoping that they can convince you that Donald Trump is as much trouble as the Biden crime family.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I want to now go back to the Politico article, which is basically saying we're going to do a hostage swap. We're holding Trump hostage. You're holding Biden hostage. Let's do a prisoner swap and everything's going to be better. The Politico article says this, quote, "It is worth taking a step back and understanding the decision-making framework that is supposed to govern whether the Justice Department seeks an indictment of someone. The department has a set of policies that govern such charging decisions, but they provide prosecutors with discretion in determining whether to criminally charge someone. And in the Trump and Biden cases, that discretionary element could be crucial. Generally speaking," the author writes, "there are two prongs to this initial charging analysis under the Justice Department policy." Now, let me just say this before I get back to what he's about to try to sell you. We know that these internal charging and prongs, these two prongs of the internal charging analysis that he is talking about right now, do not apply to Democrats. They don't apply to the Bidens, and they never have, because if they did apply to them, they would have already been indicted. All right, so understand, he's selling you a lie here, a fallacy that doesn't exist for his side of the aisle. He says this, quote, "Generally speaking, there are two prongs to this internal charging analysis under the Justice Department policy, one that is legal and one that is prudential, and both must be satisfied. First, prosecutors need to determine that they would actually be able to convict the potential defendant at a trial. The justice policy explains that prosecutors should commence or recommend federal prosecution if they believe that they can probably get a conviction at trial based on the admissible evidence. Put differently, they must believe they can actually convince a jury to unanimously conclude that the defendant committed each element of the relevant crime or the relevant criminal offenses beyond a reasonable doubt, notwithstanding the possible defenses at trial, which prosecutors also take into account when making their decision. The core of this exercise is a rigorous analysis of the admissible evidence under specific criminal and federal crime statutes of the case law governing those statutes. So in translation, he's saying what we already all know. When you go to charge somebody, you have to ask yourself, hey, can we actually get a conviction? And do we believe that if we bring these crimes against Hunter Biden, James Biden, Joe Biden, or Donald Trump or the Trump family, can we actually make headway on this, right? Can we actually pull this off? That's what he's saying. Now, he's trying to tell you that they don't, that you shouldn't believe for a moment that you can charge Hunter Biden and it's going to stick. That's what they're selling you right at this moment. They're telling you that they believe that there are some serious crimes that, in fact, they believe will stick against the Trump family, which is why we should both just shake hands and walk in the other direction. That's the argument that they're making. He's playing this out because I think he believes that they are in deep trouble, the Bidens. He then moves on to the second thing. He says, second, in addition to the legal analysis, prosecutors also need to consider a host of discretionary factors, including some that might weigh against charging either Trump or Hunter Biden. In particular, prosecutors must consider whether, one, the prosecution should serve no substantial federal interest. Number two, the person is subject to effective prosecution in another jurisdiction. Number three, there exists an adequate non-criminal alternative to prosecution. The Justice Department identifies nine different subsidiary considerations that might weigh for or against a finding that a prosecution would serve a substantial federal interest. The list, which is not exhaustive, includes the seriousness of the offense. Number one, the deterrent effect of a prosecution, the person's culpability in connection with the offense, his criminal history, his personal circumstances, and the probable sentence or other consequences if the person is convicted. Okay, so let's go back to Hunter Biden. You look at Hunter Biden and you have to ask yourself this question. Is Hunter Biden in a situation right now where Hunter Biden could have a major problem when it comes to his banking issues? Based on what we know about Hunter Biden, the answer obviously would be yes. How do we know this? Because we know there was 150 plus suspicious activity reports connected to Hunter Biden and his bank accounts. We also know, as Fox News has talked about, that there are FARA charges for Hunter Biden that probably should come down against him. This is because he decided not to register as a foreign agent. That's a major deal.
So, Brett, you know, obviously all of this is going to lead to a lot of folks on the other side of the aisle saying these are nothings, right? These charges are nothings, and they're trying to move this ball away.
And looking at this article, it is fair to come to that conclusion if this is all there is. That's what I'm saying. The foreign government connection, which is really the big tie potentially to President Biden and how that would possibly impact his interactions with China, his interactions with other countries. That's not in this article. And that was the speculation going into something with Hunter Biden, that would clear the deck with other things and then move on. Tony Bobulinski is a very credible witness because he has stuff that goes back to that time. And no one talks to him from that time on. He's just crickets chirping. And that's an amazing thing if you think about a Justice Department investigation of any kind.
And then you have the whistleblowers who went to Ron Johnson and Chuck Grassley from the FBI and said, this thing is getting buried. And they were very upset about the fact that it was getting buried. And now you've got this development. So we'll see where this goes. But Brett, great to have you here.
It's amazing if you listen to what they have on the Biden crime family compared to what they are accusing Donald Trump of doing, because they don't have it on. There's no documents. There's nothing on Donald Trump, right? They're just trying to hold him hostage. And even Pam Bondi said there is evidence that Biden and his kids are witnesses in any case against Hunter Biden, which is exactly why this Politico article was written. They know that if you actually interview any of the Bidens, they're either A, going to perjure themselves and lie, or B, they're going to have to plead the fifth and say, I'm not talking.
I'd like to know that aspect, and I'd like to know the connection to Joe, because Joe denied any knowledge of any of his foreign business dealings, when in fact we know and have evidence that he had numerous meetings with many of Hunter's foreign business partners.
And that's all been acknowledged now, Sean. And yes, it is a matter of national security. It's so important. Yet they choose not to get a special prosecutor in this case. And now this new evidence that we know, very sad, by the way, and to digress for a minute, parents, you do have a remedy. Relatives, you do have a remedy. As a career prosecutor, you can civilly commit your relative or your child if you know they're doing drugs or alcohol to that extent. But what we do know now is that Joe Biden knew about the drug use at the time. Hallie, his girlfriend and sister-in-law, knew about the drug use at the time. There's now evidence, text messages, that his sister, Ashley Biden, knew. So, Sean, therefore, they have to have a special prosecutor. And they're not getting a special prosecutor. Legally, that is an actual conflict. Because, as we know, the U.S. attorney reports to Merrick Garland. Merrick Garland reports to Joe Biden. Joe Biden and his kids are now witnesses in any case against Hunter Biden. And it's really unbelievable legally to me that that has not been dealt with and there's not a special prosecutor on this case.
Now, this, what they're referencing, is only in the gun crime charge, right? That he lied on that form that is a federal offense where you can go to jail for up to 10 years. I don't believe he's going to go to jail. I also want to be clear about that. I just don't. I don't believe that he's going to go to jail and for that crime. That's part of the reason why the prosecutors are wanting, if they're going to have to charge Hunter Biden with anything, okay, that it's going to be the gun crime, because that's the easy one to get out of jail on. There's also something else the media is doing. MSNBC talking about Hunter Biden to face criminal charges. And they said this about him taking all the foreign money that we've exposed. And if you missed our show yesterday, go back and listen to it, because it's about all the money that was coming in and from these Russian oligarchs, and it's getting worse for Hunter Biden. But even with all this coming out, what does MSNBC say? They say it's perfectly legal for Hunter Biden to take foreign money from foreign governments, from Russian oligarchs, from the Chinese Communist Party. They say there's nothing wrong with this. By the way, that is a lie.
There's a lot of people who evade taxes who are never prosecuted criminally. So that's going to be a big issue in this case. In terms of like corruption, conflict of interest, we've never heard a hint that that was, that there were potential criminal charges there, because Hunter Biden wasn't an office holder. It was perfectly legal for him to take money from foreign governments as long as he wasn't inappropriately giving them information from his family or something. There's no hint of that.
There's no hint of that, he says. That's on MSNBC. There's no hint that he was giving money. His own words are 10% for the big guy. Got to hold 10% for the big guy. It's all about the big guy. None of these business deals get done without the 10% for the big guy. Tony Bobulinski said the same exact thing. The money is clearly all about that. But first, I want to take a quick moment to tell you about our good friends over at Legacy Precious Metals. You know what's going on in the economy. You know what's happening on Wall Street. And you know what's going on with inflation. So are you protecting your hard-earned dollars, your assets? Do you have a hedge against inflation? Are you terrified every day that you've lost a massive amount of money when the stock market is having these crazy drops? Well, are you diversified? And if you are diversified, you don't have to worry as much. That's where Legacy Precious Metals comes in. Legacy Precious Metals can help you have a blueprint to protect your hard-earned dollars. As interest rates go up, inflation goes up, Democrats are trying to raise taxes, and a skyrocketing national debt, now is a time for you to take a look at protecting your dollars and controlling your future with gold and precious metals. A lot of people move to gold and precious metals during times like these. It is a hedge against inflation. It's a way to protect your assets. And right now you can call Legacy Precious Metal and get the free investor's guide. Make sure you call them and see if gold and precious metals is right for you and your retirement. 1-866-751-2218. That's 1-866-751-2218. Or online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. Also, want to remind you, please make sure that you auto-download or subscribe our podcast right now so you get it every day for free.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You look at the Tony Bobulinski story. He's a guy that comes out before the elections. He's a whistleblower. No one in the media wants to talk to him except for Tucker Carlson and people at Fox. Everybody else ignores the story. This is a guy that was an actual business partner of Hunter Biden. It's a guy that after he exposed everything on Tucker's show, the FBI calls him. The FBI brings him in. He answers questions, tells him everything, gives him all the data, gives him cell phones, gives him hard drives, gives him everything. And they say, great, we got a point of contact for you, Tim Tebow. He's going to be your point of contact. He'll be in touch. What does Tim Tebow do? He takes all the information Tony Bobulinski gave him, and he says it's disinformation, categorizes it as disinformation, and then actually shuts down and buries any investigation to Hunter James or Joe Biden based on all of the information that his former business partner, Tony Bobulinski, gave them. And Tony Bobulinski did a second interview recently. He had a hell of a lot to say, including this.
In the spring of 2017, I expected CFC was going to deploy billions of dollars through Sinohawk.
By the way, CFC is this Chinese communist government partnership that Hunter Biden and his company had with them. This is the communists in China. And he says, I expect them to do billions of dollars. Okay, billions of dollars in investment. And we were going to get part of that, obviously.
He was going to deploy billions of dollars through Sinohawk. And I was focused on taking those billions of dollars and making a return on it. And I expected to make hundreds of millions of dollars.
Does that sound normal, by the way? No, it doesn't sound normal. It doesn't sound normal at all. But does it really matter? Right? Because Tony Bobulinski's talking about this cash. And then he says, you know, Tony Bobulinski also says the FBI rigged the election by suppressing the Hunter Biden scandal. I went to them. They interviewed me. They gave me Tim Tebow. And it was clear. They said, we're not touching this because we want Hunter Biden to win. This is Joe Biden to win. And this is Hunter Biden's former business partner who's telling the FBI all of this. And they said on it.
If you go back to October 2020 and then into the November 3rd election, the election was decided by 21,500 votes. And what does that mean? Three states, Wisconsin, Georgia, and Arizona. The difference between President Trump and Joe Biden was 43,000 votes. If half of those people, 21,500, had voted for President Trump instead of Biden, President Trump would still be in the White House. Now, I'm not arguing for that or supporting that. That is fact based on what was recorded in actual votes. So that election was decided by 21,500 votes in the backdrop of a story that is the most suppressed story in the history of a U.S. presidential election.
So if we now know that that story was suppressed by a federal agency, the FBI, our biggest law enforcement agency,
then how did the FBI not affect the election outcome? It sounds like the election was, I'll just say it, rigged in part by the FBI.
It was. So you can call it rigged, you can call it stolen, you could call it suppressed. The American people can call it whatever they want. But the fact pattern is the FBI alone altered history in that election.
The FBI altered that election historically. Now, this doesn't even get into all of the other stuff, right? Doesn't get into now what we know about his personal assistant. I'm referring to Hunter Biden. There was another big part of that story, right? Remember Fang Fang? She was the Russian, or the Chinese spy that was sleeping with Eric Swalwell, Democratic congressman. Well, now we think we have another one of those who apparently was working for Hunter Biden, who was a spy of the Chinese communist government. Nobody in the media is touching this story as well.
Hunter was trying to negotiate a deal to sell the Chinese natural gas. But what we also learned from the whistleblower was that their ultimate goal, this Chinese company, was to buy an interest in the drillers so they could start getting their foot in the door to start taking over the infrastructure of the American energy industry. So this is a national security concern. Not only do we have proof that Hunter Biden was directly involved in it, the emails and text messages also show that Hunter was asking for office space and he needed extra keys for both Joe and Jill Biden. So this links the president to Hunter Biden's shady business deal with China. This is just a national security nightmare, and it kind of puts into perspective maybe why Joe Biden's made some terrible decisions that have been at the best interest of China at the expense of the American consumer.
So there's the basic background on the whole relationship. So let's bring in the woman, because the woman, right, and this is, again, I remind you of all this for one main reason. You want to tell me, Politico, that I should make a deal to save Donald Trump and the Trump family and then let the Biden family off the hook for all this? I remind you of how deep this goes, this corruption, because no, I'm not willing to trade that, because I don't think that Donald Trump has committed a crime, number one. And number two, I certainly don't think his kids have. And number three, I don't believe that this is a trade that should ever be on the table. We've got what apparently were spies working for the president's son.
Michelle. Do that. Tell us a little bit about this Chinese spy, this new Fang Fang that Hunter fell for.
Mm-hmm. Well, when we saw the map, you know, when looking through the hard drive, you saw the PowerPoint presentation, which was a map of America in Chinese. And you saw that this was something that was given to Hunter for a presentation to the Chinese. We traced it back and it was submitted by his assistant.
Oh.
Well, I looked at a picture. I Googled a picture of his assistant. She's a very attractive girl. So I started looking even more. We discussed with the whistleblower, and according to the whistleblower, they were more than just business associates, if you know what I mean, Jesse.
Yeah. So I know
this is
mean.
Another potential Eric Swalwell situation, another national security nightmare that Hunter Biden's involved in.
I don't even have enough time to go through all of the other issues with Hunter Biden. This is the stuff that just came out in the last 26 days. Okay? This is just the last 26 days. You want me to trade these two? No, I'm good. Now you go outside of the 26 days, and then you go into those suspicious activity reports that were talked about, where there's more than 150 suspicious activity reports filed by banks on Hunter Biden because there was so much shady money coming into his bank account from the worst people in the world.
All right, so where do you take this next? And how do we get to the truth here? And what do we do if you have people, high-ranking people in the FBI and DOJ saying, basically running interference and saying something's misinformation when we know damn well it's not misinformation, just like they lied, you know, weeks leading up to the 2020 election that the laptop was misinformation, Russian misinformation.
Well, what we need now are those suspicious activity reports. That's what my committee's focused like a laser on. Under President Bush, President Obama, and President Trump, any member of Congress could request from the Treasury Department suspicious activity reports. But when Joe Biden became president, in the dark of night without telling anyone, he went in and changed that rule. Now no one in Congress, not just the
any, not just the ranking member of the House of Representatives, I mean, nobody, even with high security clearance, can get this information. Joe Biden changed another rule, in my opinion, to protect his son. So if we had these suspicious activity reports, we would know what laws they were breaking, because no bank is going to notify the federal government that their client is breaking the laws, especially if their client's the son of the vice president of the United States, because when the bank notifies the government, the bank examiners roll in, and no bank, regardless of whether they're a community bank or a Wall Street bank, wants the bank examiners in there any more than they have to. The federal government knew this. These suspicious activity reports occurred throughout the entire Obama presidency, yet nothing ever became of them by the Fed. So what Charles Grassley said yesterday makes perfect sense, that there was a potential cover-up by the federal government, because I don't understand why Hunter Biden was allowed to continue to behave this way with all the evidence that points to wrongdoing.
Will I make a trade? Just off of what I've given you, and none of this goes back really to his laptop. This is just new info connecting dots. The answer is no. I'm not going to make a trade, as Politico is now putting out there, floating this idea. You get your family you love, Trump, and I get my family that we love on the left, the Bidens. No, that is not something I'm in favor of. Right? Things are not so simple, he writes in Politico, when the underlying conduct is either relatively unusual or concerns a subject in which prosecutors tend to be more flexible in their approach to criminal charges. He even says a recent report for the Washington Post about the Hunter Biden investigation illustrates the problem. This problem. Well, if somebody is looking at it, the story reports that federal agents investigating Biden have gathered what they believe is sufficient evidence to charge him with tax crimes and a false statement related to a gun purchase. In October 2018, when he allegedly lied on that ATF form and asked whether to purchase, that the purchaser is a drug user. This article really says this. This was an odd story for a couple of reasons. For one thing, as the article noted in passing, it is up to the Justice Department prosecutors to make these decisions, not FBI agents. Well, if the FBI is running things the way they are, you shouldn't be surprised by this. Do not agree to this, folks. The Biden family, the Biden crime family, is not the Trump family. The Trump family is not a crime family. And this idea that we can raid Mar-a-Lago and now hold your guy hostage and then somehow you should agree to this, no matter what, is a problem fundamentally. It is a problem that should not, or an equation that does not add up. 1 + 1 = 2 here. Okay, you guys walk away and we walk away. This is not appropriate, right? This is not something that you should say yes to or agree to. And I'm bringing it up today because we all need to say hell no to this. Go back. Listen to our other podcasts on Hunter Biden, our exposés. We've covered this better than any other show out there, I believe. We've put countless hundreds of hours into this story. So make sure you go back and listen to all that we've already uncovered. All right, just go backwards in the podcast. Please share this podcast. Please write us a 5-star review as well. And I will see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.